Hey, friend. So glad you came back today for some more workout motivation. You know, maybe even by now you are developing some good workout habits and are just here to listen to me and maybe chuckle to yourself. That's fine. If you don't need any motivation anymore, I guarantee you that someone you know absolutely does. So as soon as you're done laughing at me and the fact that you are so motivated now that you don't need anything from me anymore in this area, share this episode with that person that needs it. Because you know, it is February. And for those of us in the U.S., February is the shortest month of the year that feels like the absolute longest month of the year. You know, December leads to January, which is pretty long in itself. But February makes it feel like winter may last absolutely forever. What do we say to ourselves to stay on a good, healthy path? To hold true to what we've promised ourselves, that we're going to get our workouts in no matter what. Well, let's talk about it. Hey, friend. Welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. I don't think that anybody will disagree with me when I say the days are long and they're cold. And we don't want to work out. We want to eat a cheeseburger and fries and spend the night on the couch watching whatever, Netflix, football, whatever's happening. Why did we make that commitment to get our workouts in this winter? Why did we do that? And who was that person? Because it certainly wasn't the one that is sitting on the couch watching Emily in Paris and dipping her fries into the ketchup and pouring a glass of whatever. Giving up on working out, especially at this time of year, is so easy to do. I mean, you did not sign up for this, right? It totally sucks. But you're saying, Leslie, hey, give me some words of advice. Give me some words of encouragement. Make me want to do it. Well, I wish I could. I wish I had those words. I cannot make you want to do it. All I can do is encourage you and to tell you to trust me when I tell you that you will be so happy that you stuck to your guns during these cold, long months. But I can't make winter suck any less. I wish I could, even for myself, especially when it comes to working out. All I can say to you is just put your head down and get it done. When you don't want to, just say to yourself, hey, self, I know you don't want to do this, but you need to. I am doing this for you. And believe it or not, you will thank me. And after you say that, put your head down again and pick up your crap and go do it. That's it. Nothing fancy. Just kick your own butt into gear and don't let your mind talk back. Say this thing to yourself and then take a step forward. Don't stop. Just keep moving. Once you're in motion, you are golden. And remember, if you need support with other women who are in the same boat and are working to motivate themselves, check out the Midlife in Motion program on my website, leslieelmcshane.com/course. This 30-day self-directed course gives you a plan to follow with nutrition tips and actual cardio and resistance training workouts, all laid out and planned for you. No need to let your mind wander over what to do. I've got you there. That's the easy part. I hope to see you there, and make sure to share this with a friend to fire them up too. And then let's all get moving together. All right, it's a short one today, everybody. But until next time, remember to show as much compassion to others as you yourself need today. Make the world a better place every single day. And make sure that that is one of your goals for 2023. Till next time, everybody. See ya. Bye.